Log Talk Radio.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
My love, him, it's good, the side of the globe. Is everything like it should, man? I don't know. But for everyone that thinks they should go, if you say that it's over, if you say that it's over. Again for sure.
blind. It's such a shame, it's a terrible waste. Beautiful mind, that was a moment in time when I thought of you. Now I am fine, no matter what.
Another blessed Monday, another opportunity to start again, to make wrong things right. Just honored and blessed to be able to be here with you guys. Shout out everybody that's on, listening through all the social networks, on Facebook, on however y'all tuning in. I appreciate you, whoever's on the website. We're on lushradioonline.com. So, how's everybody doing this Monday? Lovely Monday morning to me. Let me turn around. Yeah, the birds are chirping over here. And palm trees is looking good. The sun is out and bright. Yesterday, I was out. My girlfriend, my twin, Sonia, was here visiting. So, we was out and about. Went to go see the other Queen D. And, we allowed the sun to kiss us. And I think it more than kissed me. I think it made out with me because I'm looking a little shade darker. But it's all good. We had incredible fun and sisterhood, and we fellowship. And we did that, of course, after we went to the church. I took my twin to the church, and she loved it, you know. There was a performance there by the incredible Cicely, and she did her thing. Like, she did her thing. She freestyled and all that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to be putting up some videos. I think I have already on my Facebook and all that. So pay attention to that. Her lyrical skills is off the chain. So let me see. Did I get to everything? Yeah, shout out to everybody. Like I said, that's on deck. Make sure you follow me through all the social networks. Follow me, MAE2K. Follow Lush Radio Online. We are Googleable. Somos Googleable. So make sure you go to Google and type in MAE2K, type in Lush Radio Online. Oh, I want to also give a big shout-out to Ayana Gabriel, who went to go meet up with Bacardi Doc yesterday, and they had a studio session. And, I heard they were doing some things up in there. I heard they were doing some things. So definitely shout-out to them. So the topic today, we have a topic, right? The topic today is, how much should you share or tell your partner, and in what period of time should things be revealed? You know, because some people say, like, from the very beginning when you meet somebody, you know, you should just say everything, like, let them know about your life and your past and your past relationships and whatever have you. Some say you need to wait, you know, the 30 days or the 60 days or the 90 days, like Steve Harvey, to be able to reveal all that type of information, because before then you're kind of just dating and kind of feeling each other out, kind of seeing and wondering if this is a perfect match for you or not. So, you know, you're still in that process of kind of finding out. Do you reveal everything? Because if it doesn't work, then you go into, you know, another date, another relationship, and here you go, got to start all over, this all over again. So my thing is, how long should you wait? Like, how long should it take for you to expose? I'm not going to use the word expose. I think that's the wrong word, but to share. You know, when is a good time to share with your partner certain things? So I'm going to go to my phone line and see what the people got to say. Good morning, 347. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 347. Okay, I'll be back. So, yeah, so I just want to, you know, call in 347-826-7721, and I want to know what you got to say. What do you think? You know, and of course, I'm going to give you my opinion, what I think. And again, it's my opinion, it's what I think. And, you know, you do what you do, but in my opinion and what I think is I don't think everything should be revealed when you first get into a relationship with somebody. And it's not that you want to be secretive, or it's not that, you know, you're trying to be deceitful. It has nothing to do with that, but everything to do with you don't even know if this is the person or was going to be the person that you're going to share a long time period commitment or not. So that being said, you're not going to just, you know, everyone you come across, just because you're dating them, they don't get to know all your dark secrets. I think that should be for your future husband, or that should be for your future fiance or somebody that you're really going to commit to. But that takes time to know. You don't know that off the rip, you know. You have to first know if you guys have a match, if you, you know, if you believe in the same thing, if you guys are going to entwine God in the midst of, you know, this relationship or not, you know, what is his religion? What does he believe? What does she believe? So it takes a minute to really be able to, you know, commit and say, you know what? Okay, this is, I think I want to go the next step with this person. So now I'm going to let them know, you know, just a little bit more and a little bit more. And that's what, builds trust. Because nobody, you know, gets trust. They earn trust. And how you earn things is by, you know, little by little. You don't earn it right away. So I think the same kind of, and again, in my opinion, I think the same rules applies here, where it just takes time to be able to disclose certain things, or it should. I don't think it's the first time you meet, you sit down, it's like, listen, blah, 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 blah. I used to be a man when I was young, now it's but no, those type of things I think should be told in the front, in the beginning. No, but all jokes aside, you know, you definitely, that's the whole point of seeing each other, of dating, of, you know, having dinners and walking through the park and speaking on the phone for hours. These are the things you get to know about a person, to know if you want to pursue it further, and therefore then disclose certain things that you may or may not want to disclose, you know. I don't think everything is should be, you know, disclosed. No, I don't think, you know. There's things that you maybe want to keep to yourself. There's certain things. As long as what you're keeping is not going to hinder the relationship in any type of way, I don't see what the problem is. I only see if there's a problem if it's going to somehow or another hinder the relationship, or it can. Other than that, you know, If it's really no, you know, it's not, no significance to the relationship that you're trying to build, why? why have to go and explore your whole past and what you did with Fulano, Tutano, or what you did with Bobby, Harry, and Mike? Like, does it, or, you know, or Kathy, Susan, whatever. Like, does it really matter? I don't think that matters, unless it affects or will affect the relationship that, you know, that you're trying to explore, the relationship that you're starting. excuse me. Other than that, I don't see it, you know, just being done very quickly. I think this is something that takes time or should take time. And a lot of people feel, okay, I don't want to waste time, so let me just sit and just run everything. But you got to spoon feed people with your life. You can't just expect people to digest your whole life situation in one shot and be like, you know, not everybody, you know, not everybody's system works like that. So sometimes you have to spoon feed people with certain things, like, okay, until they like, okay, they can digest it better. Us other people can digest that fast. You understand what I'm saying? So, and then, no, with that being said, I'm going to music. I'll be right back.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban D, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
We try to look bigger than we are. We flaunt the clothes, the house, the car, but we really can't afford it. Honestly, we're drowning. The debt levels in our culture are astounding. As time passes, we've gotten greedier. Now we stunt on a catwalk of social media. Hashtag peace, hashtag beast mode, hashtag pride, hashtag borrow. But Jesus rocks the total opposite. The free radicals, he's the antioxidant. He said a real beast is a servant. He made the Pharisees nervous like divergent. He was on a mission so urgent. He came to clean up our sins like detergent with action and words. He led by example. Now we all have clearance to use his sample.
Urban D, Roy Tash,
keep my head out of
Ambassador. Check it. I still remember growing up, listening to hip hop. Thinking if I had all they had, then I'm better off. Ballin' in my Cadillac, ladies in my catalog. Searching for some real peace, I'm just feeling ripped off. American fiends, American dreams. Selling lies on the television screen. Got my people weighing on a triple B. Gonna get the money, we would talk cream. So if we ain't rich, we gon' feel the press. But even Drake said he wasn't satisfied. Bless? Nah. God we trust, yeah we straight. My go day, we know we're made for so much more than this. World full of fiction, we some truth tellers. Trying to put you on to what the truth telling. You're made for more than swerving. Are you trying to be the greatest? Become a servant. Yeah. Tosh.
I got a picture, you could post it. It's simply getting poured out till it's empty. Could be living large, still be living skimpy. Getting low, hitting so your glory's tucked. Even though you could turn your glory up, yep. Now I can see the humble beast. God became a man, hung for me like dungarees. Now we can see what humble means. Jesus had a buzz like bumblebees, but still chose to humble me. His whole fam's in the program. John 13, deal with the toe jam. Lay it right down, wave him right now. Don't believe the hype, you might have to lay the mic down. Now lay your life down, play your pipe down. Pride for humility, trade it right now.
Get it though. celebration. Just turn up the music, we don't need no decorations. Everybody in the club, but the club's so basic. We just throw a party cause it's great, it's so amazing. We can't take the credit for all of this jubilation. She just knocked it out the park, we just running around the base. All my friends are used to know they don't know my occupation. I just gotta laugh when I see the look on their face. Cause they waiting for the drop like I'm holding the bass hostage. Hands up and down, but the truth will remain constant. I'm sick of all this music that's talking all that nonsense. Cause ain't no point in beats on the record with no content. But now I don't know what you're looking at me for. I think I got some haters talking like me. So I'm just a nobody trying to kill everybody about the somebody. Reason why we...
They don't get it though.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. Shout out to all those that are on the check-in. I see you, all those that are inboxing me, follow me on the gram, Twitter, everything. I appreciate you guys. So I'm going to get into a little bit because people are inboxing me. I don't know why people are just not calling to answer the topic, but okay, cool. I'm going to try to read everybody's stuff. But we're talking about today, and the reason why I'm talking about it is because I kind of dealt with this a little while ago. Not me personally per se, but I was helping someone else. So the thing is, how much do you share with your new relationship? Like, you're just starting a relationship, you guys are getting to know each other and whatever have you. How much do you expose? Like, how much do you share right away? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you share family secrets? And what is the period of time that you should wait in order to do that? Should you wait till you know that this is the person that's going to be there for you, that you're going to marry, that, you know, you're having kids with, that you're serious with? Or what about if you confess all your family secrets and all that, and then a month later they're not even in your life anymore? So what was the point of all that? You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just interested in to know what everybody else got to say. I'm going to my phone lines. Now, listen, when I go to my phone lines, if you do not want to speak, and you just want to listen to the show and everybody else talking, that's fine. Do not panic. Do not hang up. Just stay silent, and I'll put you on hold, and I'll keep going. That's simple, all right? Okay, so I'm going. 917, 917. Good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K, please. 917? Okay, well, on hold. There you go. See, that's simple. Now they can continue to listen, and no harm, no foul. 347.
Hello.
257. Good morning, y'all. With MA2K, please.
Hi, Mama. How are you?
Hi, baby.
I had to call you for my son's phone, so I wasn't sure it was me that you're talking to. Because I'm working in City Island, and I was losing you on my line, so I had to call you on the phone line.
Okay, okay. So how are you?
I'm good, Mama. How are you? Nice topic, by the way.
Love
yes. it. You live and
yes.
you learn. I will not share again of the whip, as you say.
And why is that? Like, you know, explain a little bit why is that. I mean, my explanation, but why wouldn't you share from the whip?
No, because, you know, just as you said, sometimes people digest things differently, and it might be too much for them to handle right away, or it
mm-hmm.
might be too much information that they don't need to know yet. So, yeah, you
right.
live and you learn. Definitely, I'm not, nah. That's
right,
not going to,
you know,
happen anymore.
There's some people that you share things with, and they take it. And instead of taking it as, like, you're sharing a part of your life with them, they take it as ammunition. Like, this is something that later on I can throw back in their face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
that's
you know,
enough. Sometimes it's just... it would be too much, or you know what, this is too much, or maybe not. You know, it could be a turnoff.
Right, yes, correct.
It could be a turnoff.
It can be a turnoff. Although you feel, oh, you know, I'm going to give this person, you know, all this disclosure, and I'm going to open up to this person like I've never had before, at the same time, you could overwhelm someone doing that, where they're not
yes,
accustomed
absolutely.
To that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yes. Because sometimes you'd be like, you know, you feel comfortable with someone, or you feel that maybe you have some sort of connection, or you just, maybe you're at a vulnerable stage in your life, you just want to, you know, let go, whatever's holding you. And it might be too much for them, or they're not at that where you at. Or maybe there's nobody, nah. I will not, never again.
Well, which is why the dating process is to be taken for that, to date, not to be disclosing family secrets. It's just
I know, but you know, not family secrets per se. But sometimes in the long hour conversations, and you know, you get to speak, they speak about what they have been through, and then you speak, and then from there, you just go, especially when you're in a relationship. I love talking on the phone. I love video chatting. Especially if I don't have them face to face. So I could have a conversation that could last 5-6 hours. I have had them. So it's like, before you know it, you're spitting on the beans.
I mean, okay, I can see where that can happen, you know, and because, I mean, I have to put myself in, you know, I always put myself in certain situations, but I've been there, I know what that is, but even when you're that comfortable, whatever, you still got to weigh it out. Like, if mm-hmm. I just, you know what I'm saying, if I'm just on the phone with this person and it's barely been a month, I don't think I'm going to really, as much as comfortable as I feel with them, I'm not going to really disclose, you know, the family secrets. I'm going to mm-hmm. really, you know, I'm glad that I feel comfortable and that we could speak and all that, and there's tons of topics that we can touch and address, I guess. But I think, you know, around that time, I still wouldn't, it would have to really be that I could be like, okay, you know, now we're really into this relationship. We're together. We're doing things. We're talking about future plans or those, you know, in that realm. And then I can see where I will open up a little more, because now we're discussing where, you know, where we are together, where it's official, and we're trying to do things together. Now, does it always work out? No, absolutely not. It doesn't. So I'm always in my mind, whatever you're going to say, make sure that it's something you could say, you don't mind sharing with nobody else.
And this is where
it comes that you have to learn, I mean, you have to be a healed person, a healed heart, to be able to say all these past things. Like, I'm an open book. So there's not really too much secrets that I have in my closet, but the ones that I have are surely, you know, will be for, they got to do a long bit with me. They have to do a long bit, put that ring on my finger to, you know, for me to expose and disclose.
Yeah, you know, I don't have those really dark, I do have a couple of things, you know, family sins, but no, I don't really have that dark. I'm an open book as well, so it's like I don't really have that much of a dark secrets. A couple, yes, and I shared it, and it's nothing that I will not do that again, and I will not open up again. Nah, not again. I'm going back in my cocoon. It's better that way. It's safer.
Don't ever say never.
No, not never. No, it's safer. For right now, I'm going to stay there.
Yeah. Correct that for right now. Don't say never, because I've seen a lot of people like, oh, I will never. And I'm like, I thought you said you would never. All right.
That's true. Never is a never really, really strong word.
God says make plans, and then he makes plans for you. Then you got to be like, mm-hmm. Ooh, I got to.
Our yes, he does have plans for you. Oof. He really does.
Right, so you just never know. Just got to hold on. Hold on. So, okay.
A little longer.
So we have, I guess, between you and I, our opinions, because everybody has their opinions, but our opinions is that, you know, everybody should take their time, female or male. You know, when you're getting to know somebody, whatever, you shouldn't right away disclose, you know, all type of family secrets when you don't know if this is going to be the right person that you're going to be with, because guess what? Then y'all break up, and that person going around telling all your, you know, all the stuff you disclose, and it just becomes a whole emotional problem.
I definitely, I learned my lesson. Definitely learned my lesson. I will not do it again.
Yeah. So shout out. I mean, everybody's gonna do what they're gonna do at the end of the day, and
mm-hmm.
live their life accordingly to, you know, how they best see fit. But my opinion and my suggestion would be to wait it out. You know, I don't. What is the rush? What is the rush to run and expose and disclose all your secrets? And when I say secrets, they don't necessarily have to be bad ones and dark ones and scary ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just
mm-hmm.
you know, some personal things that maybe you've gone through, and it's just, you know, in your mind and in your heart. And not everyone has really, you know, known about it or whatever. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that, again, it's a dark, scary thing. But how much do you disclose? Like, how much... You know, and what's the period of time? Because Steve, if we go by what Steve Harvey says, right? He says it's the 90 day rule with him, correct?
But I thought the 90 day rule was for the sexual thing, no? Wasn't it?
Is this for sexual? It's not. I mean, because I know he speaks on other things. He says, yeah, wait for that. But in the process of those 90 days, there's a whole bunch of within that time for you to really know. So in other words, it's for you to really get to know this person and know if they're of value, you know what I mean? You know, what they're about. Like, you really got to know a person. In 90 days, you should really know if you really want to sleep with this person or not. So,
yeah,
I think it falls in line still with everything else, you know, getting to know this person. Because if in 90 days you're not willing to sleep with this person, then you really should not be telling them your personal business.
Yeah, but you see, every relationship is different, and everything is different. Like, for example, I have had relationships that I was enjoying the company and everything, but we didn't go further than just dating, and it was nice, it was grooving, but we didn't get to the sexual just like 6-7 months after. Like, it wasn't that kind. And now I've been in a relationship that guy was just so strong that it didn't, maybe a few weeks, if that, 2-3 weeks. So it depends, right. You know?
Right. No, I agree, because everybody has different chemistry. And
Yes.
Everybody has a different chemistry. There's a lot of people that you vibrate with really quickly, and it's almost like, wow, like, hold them forever.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's those that
you
need a time just to break down that wall a little bit, just to kind of be able to see, like, okay, so, wow, he really is a good person, or she is really a nice person. I just didn't know because of this wall that they created, you know. But yeah, definitely, I agree with that. I agree with it being different. I've also met some people. I've met men that I've had close ties with, non-sexual, and I've would express certain things, and we still remain friends to this day, and my secrets are still well kept. So.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes it depends. The one that I opened up, I opened up the things that I really, I guess, again, I was at a vulnerable state, and I just wanted to release. I started testing for Survivor, and I was in that time that I just wanted to just let it all out, and I felt comfortable enough, and I did, and I know whether or not, we continue friendship or not, I know he is a gentleman at the end of the day, and those secrets will be kept. So it was okay. It felt good, and, you know, God put people in your path for a reason. And I do believe that at that time, this person came into my life so I could start my healing and just express myself, and it was a beautiful time, and it was done, and it was over, and it was chapter, and I would treasure it and move on.
Right. Yeah, people do come in our lives for a season and a reason. So I definitely believe that, you know, there's a certain season that we're with people, or a certain reason that they might come in our lives and stay, you know, a couple of months, a couple of years, or even a couple of days, depending on what the reason is, or we need to be around them or meet them, or, you know, because that's how God works. He answers us.
Yeah, he does. And he also made me understand that, you know, we are one, we was about, 50-50. No, it's not 50-50. It's 100-100. I'm going to give you 100%, and I want you 100%. And I also understood that sometimes your 100% is not, it's different to somebody else's 100%. Maybe their 100% is not as equal as yours, and that's okay. It's just about working on it. So I learned it was for a reason and for a season.
Amen. Yeah, amen. We got to learn to be grateful for that. Other people don't see it like that, you know, and I see it like that. And I'm very grateful for when people do come into my life, whether it be for the season or the reason. I know that's the way God works, so that's why I'm always trying to be as kind as possible that I can to people that come into my life, you know. Do I have my days and my moments? Absolutely. I'm not a perfect person. So, you know, there's times that I don't I'm not going to say mean because I'm not, by nature, I'm not a mean person. But sometimes, you know, I feel people are trying to test me or something. And, you know, so the Bronx comes out of me. But, you know, so I have to learn how to control that and see everyone as God's children, you know, and treat everyone the way I want to be treated. And in, you know, and in the spiritual walk that I have, you know, it's not easy all the time to be loving to people because not a lot of people, you know what I'm saying?
It's not easy at all. That's why sometimes when I'm in my bitchy mood, I just stay in myself.
Not a lot of people are loving. So it's hard when you're trying to love on someone and all they spewing out their mouth is just negative and bad energy, and you have to fight against that along with everything else you're fighting with in life. So sometimes it does get a little overwhelming and I can explode. But the point of being in a walk and being in a journey is that learning how to, when you fall, to bounce right back up, you know? When you're not in a walk and in a journey and you fall, you kind of stay there because you don't really know how to get up or you don't even want to get up. I've been over the years how to bounce back up, you know, how to fall and, you know, how to learn to fall. Like the motorcycle, when you're riding motorcycle, they teach you how to fall. Like you learn how to fall. Like you prepare for that because you know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you, some people, you know, you can't go, you got to go with the fall. If you go against the fall, you can break an arm, you can break a leg. If you put a foot out or arm out to stop it. So you got to go with it. Like you got to roll with it. Roll with it and then, you know. So that's what I learned, you know. Or I got to go
with
it.
I'm learning that.
Because you could hurt yourself by doing that. So you fall, you roll with it, and then you get back up. You know what I'm saying? And start again and keep going again. And that's part
of
life.
Yeah, I'm learning that because sometimes it takes you a little longer to bounce back up. But you get to it. It does. It takes you a little longer, especially when you open up to someone. But then after that, once you get back up, you'll be like, who? What's his name again? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, what?
Nah. Is that... Oh, my God, I forgot all about you.
Oh, my God, you're still my Facebook friend?
Oh, listen, I remember that.
Listen, sis, I love you very much. You continue on your day. You know, I'll be doing a video much, much later, the motivational video. You're one of those that, so I do it. So... I will be on, you know, I will be doing it much later on, but I'm going to go into music and finish this off. We about the last 10 minutes of the show. So I'm going to play some music and then I'll be back with my final thoughts, but you could stay on, of course. And
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you too, baby.
For everything that you do. I just want to let you know that if no one else has told you, I salute you as you being a woman of valor, a woman of principle, a woman of integrity, and I queen salute you.
Oh, thank you, queen salute.
Queen salute.
Natural. There's no place I can go.